This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we saw in our study on Good Friday, Jesus did what he could do in obedience to his Heavenly Father when he died on the cross, once for all, providing all that was necessary for our salvation. The Father accepted his sacrifice and demonstrated that acceptance by raising his Son, Jesus Christ, from among the dead. The empty tomb was proof positive of Jesus Christ's victory over sin, death, and his archenemy, Satan. This is what Psalm 118:22 through 24 declares. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Paul in Romans 1:2 through 4 points out, the gospel he proclaimed was promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures regarding his Son, Jesus Christ, who as to his human nature was a descendant of David, and who through the Spirit of holiness was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead. That is why Paul could say with confidence, "What I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to various individuals over a period of time." 1 Corinthians 15:3 through 8. These two pillars of the Christian faith made a life-transforming impact on the life of James and in the lives of countless millions over the centuries since then. Believe in Jesus Christ and what he did for you, and your life will be transformed as well. Amen. Hallelujah.